Blog Talk Radio. bless the Lord, everybody. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. You were listening to Mercy Say No by none other than CeCe Winans. Amen. Anointed woman of God, a gifted family that God has gifted to just lift up praises to Him. Ooh, Jesus, when I hear some of the men and women of God that God has graced to be psalmists, it's amazing the gifts that God has given to His people. Amen. And especially those that are using their gifts for the glory of God. Amen. So we're just so excited again today. Amen. We're not giving the enemy no praises today. Amen. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I don't care what it looked like. I don't care what has been written. I don't care what has been said. I will bless the Lord at all times, and His praise shall continually be in my mouth. I thank God for having a God of mercies, a God of kindness, a God of love, a God of compassion, a God that mercies never cease. Amen. His mercies never cease. The Bible said His mercies are renewed every morning. Amen. So I thank God today for renewed mercies. Amen. I thank Him because even when I didn't deserve any, amen, mercy stepped in for me and said no. Amen. So we're excited today. I'm so happy to see many of you all on the line today. Amen. And we're continuing on with our subject this week, mercy said no. Amen. It's a great thing when you can find friends, especially friends that love the Lord. Amen. Friends that have made a commitment to serve God in spite of, regardless of, because of. Amen. And that's this woman of God that is going to be sharing the word of God with us today. I bless the Lord for her, her husband, her family, and her ministry, and most of all for the anointed that's on her life. Amen. She has a special anointed that is on her life. Amen. And we give God glory for it. Amen. 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 I do want you all to remember my mother was admitted into the hospital last night. Amen. After several times trying to get her to go and see about the swelling in her feet and her legs, it just got a little bit unbearable last evening, so I was glad that she recognized that, and we were able to get her to the hospital. So they admitted her and then had to do a blood transfusion and everything. We have to realize that there's an aging process that takes place, and sometimes we think we still can continue on and do like we were doing when we were in our younger years. But, you know, the body go through different changes. Amen. And you have to recognize that. So I just thank God for that. So I want you all to remember my mother in your prayers today. Amen. They're going to keep her for a few days. So, amen. I praise God that all will be working out for the good on her behalf. Amen. So we're going to get right on into the word of God today, and I'm going to let the woman of God come and open up with prayer and whatever the Lord lay on her heart. Amen. We don't restrict the anointing. We allow the Holy Ghost to have His free course on this line. Amen. We're not governed by any special programs or any special activities. Whatever the Lord want to say, we are yielding. Amen. Yielding this time, and we yield our members to God to just let Him have His way. Amen. So with no further ado, I thank Pastor Gloria for just being standing in the wing. Amen. Amen. Standing in the wing. Amen. And anytime we ask her to share a word, if she's available, she's always so loving and kind and sweet to do just that. So we really thank God for her and thank God for her family and her ministry. Amen. And later on in the broadcast, she'll be giving that announcement about the prophetic prayer retreat that we're excited about. Amen. So with no further ado, we'd like to present to some and introduce to others our speaker of the hour. Amen. And that's none other than Pastor Gloria H. Smith of Sons and Daughters of Promise, all the way out of New Orleans, Louisiana. Amen. My home, girl. Ha, glory to God. It's a blessing when you can have somebody with a like mind right there in the same home where you're from. You know, they say it about Jesus. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. We have some good things that have came out of New Orleans, so I'm excited about that. God bless you, Pastor Gloria.
God bless you too, Pastor Brennan. We thank God for this opportunity, woman of God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come now before your throne of grace with thanksgiving in our heart and praise on our lips. God, we honor and adore you, Father. Father, we pray that you forgive us for every sin, knowing and unknowing, God. We pray, God, that you wash us in your blood, Master, creating us a clean heart, renew within us the right spirit. Oh, God, the spirit of the true and living God. Father, we pray now that you would touch Pastor Bernard, touch the woman of God, the angel of this house, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we send the word of healing upon her mother. And, God, we decree and declaring that she's healed. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise. We give you glory, God, for them that are listening. Oh, God, touch them right now. You know their need. You know where they are, God. And we believe in you to move, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I pray that you anoint these lips of clay. Master, speak to me, speak through me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we give you praise, we give you glory, in Jesus' holy and righteous name. Amen, and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Good evening out there in radio land. Amen. We dare not take it lightly nor for granted. Amen. To come and share word from the Lord. Amen. On this broadcast, we thank God. We thank God. Amen, hallelujah, that the woman of God thought enough, amen, to invite us to come and share. For granted, amen, hallelujah, oh, bless his name. There is a word from the Lord, amen, on the time of reflection. Amen, glory to God. We're going to read into your ear gate Psalms number 106:1. Praise ye the Lord. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy forever. Endure it forever. Amen, we give God praise. There is a word from the Lord. We're going to come, amen, out of the book. We're going to deal with several scriptures on today. Amen. I'm going to give you, glory to God, our scriptures, amen, because we're not going to read them all. But, amen, our message is coming, amen, touching entirely on these that we're going to, amen, bring before you today. Matthew chapter 19, verses 18 through 26. Luke chapter 8, verses 40 through 46. Through 56, amen, and Ecclesiastes chapter number 3, verse number 1, amen, and we're going to begin reading it in Ecclesiastes chapter 1, verse 3. To everything there's a season and a time, every purpose under the heavens. Now run with me to Mark, St. Mark, amen, chapter number 5. We're going to try to tear this message in, amen, glory to God, with the help of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. If we want to put a subtopic to the mat, to the message, amen, it's going to simply be, it's your time and it's your season. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, bless his holy name. Glory to God. We're going to see how mercy, amen, mercy stepped in, amen, at a time, glory to God, when it looked like everybody else was getting what God had promised them. And it looked like, amen, with the man of God for his daughter. Hallelujah, that he was not going to get it. Amen. God bless his name. Hallelujah. Matthew, Mark chapter number 5. Let us begin at verse number 20. Glory to God. And Jesus was passed over again by the ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and was right unto the sea. And behold, there come one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by the name. When we saw him, he fell at his feet. And they saw him greatly, saying, my little daughter lie at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, amen, and much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood of 12 years had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and was nothing better, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came to press behind and touch his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of the blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. People of God, we got to deal with on today. It's your time and it's your season. Amen. If I can just see the picture, glory to God, hallelujah. God is never too heavy to hear. Amen. He answers us. Glory to God. But as Jairus, amen, Jairus knew that Jesus was coming. Glory to God. And he began, amen, he began to ask God, amen, Jesus, would he come, amen, and pray for his daughter. Hallelujah. And as I paint the picture, I can imagine as Jesus said, he consented. He said, yes, I'm going to come. I'm going to go with you. He decided, amen, to go with God, to go with Jairus. Glory to God. But I could imagine that Jairus was anxious because his little girl, his baby, amen, of 12 years old was lying sick, glory to God. And it just seemed like Jesus was not hurrying up. He was trying to get the master to walk faster. Come on, my daughter's at a front of that. I need you to come. Glory to God. And as Jesus was walking with him, amen, Jesus had already consented. But then there rose an issue. Come on. But then there rose an issue, glory to God. The woman of God, the woman with the issue of blood, glory to God. She began to stop Jesus. And I could imagine, glory to God, here you need a miracle. But your child, and here's somebody stopping him, amen, from going where you need mercy to intervene. You sin, glory to God. Somebody getting ready to get a miracle, and you need one, glory to God. I could imagine many of us, hallelujah, we've been praying, we've been fasting, glory to God, hallelujah. We've been believing God, we've been standing with others, hallelujah. Look like they miracles come, look like mercy steps in and intervene for them, amen. And you've been believing God for a long time, oh, glory to God. And sometimes the flesh will rise up and say, God, I was believing. My God, and you see the move for her, glory to God, hallelujah, glory, and I can imagine that Jairus was like, come on now, I need my daughter, glory to God, this woman is unclean, here I am a ruler, I'm a man of importance, this woman is a nobody, and I need you to move for me. She's been occupied, she can't even come in the synagogue, where I rule, it, glory to God, she's an unclean woman, how dare you go stop and talk and touch this woman and give her healing in her body. Oh, glory to the Most High. Ah, help me, Holy Ghost. Jesus come in here. Jairus came. He bowed down before Jesus. Oh, glory to God, hallelujah. And if I can remember in the text, glory to God, hallelujah, them that was of importance, hallelujah, they didn't just believe. They didn't believe that Jesus was the Messiah. They knew that he can heal, glory to God. So I know Jairus had to put all that kind of stuff aside. He needed a miracle for his child. Glory to God. So he bowed down before the man, hallelujah, who he didn't think was as important as he was. Oh, glory to God. Jairus' daughter was at the point of death, and he wanted Jesus to hurry and come to his house to heal her. Glory to God. Oh, my God. Jesus had already told him, I'm going to come. They should have let him know once Jesus consented. Once Jesus said, I'm going to come, glory to God, that should have put everything else at your rest. Hallelujah. We have read in the text, glory to God. We have about 66 books. Amen. Glory to God. That we can go back and analyze our situation and find a scripture that relates unto it. And we should be able to put it at the rest. That if Jesus said it, that settles it. If Jesus have consented, glory to God, that should be enough. Hallelujah. But nerves were stepping in there. Oh, he was anxious. Glory to God. He was shaking up. As being a mother, I understand. This was a father saying, this is my child. I know you consented, but how are you going to stop on the way? I need you to just go just for me. That was selfish, Jairus. Oh, glory to God. But mercy stepped in. Even when Jairus was selfish, even when Jairus was trying to make it seem like this woman didn't deserve it. Oh, glory to God. Ah, but I bless the Lord. When I began to look at this, Jesus began, to go with Jairus. Jairus was frustrated. Amen. But the lay people of God don't mean deny you. Oh, bless his name. When Jesus, there's, oh my God, we read Ecclesiastes. There's a time and there's a season for everything. Now, Jairus thought the time was right at that moment. He needed him to go right then. Oh, glory to God. But God, he's so merciful.
Oh, glory to God. Mercy gives us what we don't deserve. Now we find this woman under the revolution. Now remember, Jairus' daughter was 12 years old. And we find this woman had 12 years of hemorrhaging, 12 years of being sick. Oh, glory to God. And according to Leviticus, I believe chapter 15, she was unclean. She could not go into the temple to worship. She could not be touched by anyone. She could not touch anyone, or they would become unclean for that day. She could even sit in a seat. That chair would be unclean. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And she was basically cut off from normal fellowship with others with God. Oh, but I love how mercy steps in. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter what your status quo is. It don't matter what amount of money you have. It don't matter what your degrees are. Oh, glory to God. Now you find here we have a scholar here. Oh, glory to God. So he felt like that he felt like that this woman didn't even deserve to be God to touch Jesus because she was unclean. Oh, my God, today. Oh, glory to God. Now we read here in the text. Glory to God. We read in the text. He went to all the physicians. Now remember, glory to God. We studied text, amen, Matthew 19, and we studied Luke 8. Glory to God. And you find in Luke don't say nothing about that she has spent all her money for physicians and that the physicians couldn't help her, because we know Luke is a physician himself. So he left that little point out in the story. But I'm so glad, glory to God, that we can go to the tech. I give God praise today. Hallelujah to Jesus. Oh, when God hears you, his ear is not too heavy. Oh, glory to God. He may not answer you right then. He may not come for you right then, but everything is set at time. Oh, glory to God. And when I begin to look at time, when I begin to look at time, and I could imagine, glory to God, here Jairus, he felt like time was running out. Oh, glory to God. But when it's your time, when it's your season, let it does not matter. God can stop before time. God can do it ahead of time. God, he can do it at the very same time. Oh, glory to God. Right. Let's backdoor that with this. It's not over till God says over. Ah, glory to God. Unless God says over, it is not over. God governs time. Oh, bless his name. And God is the one that gives mercy. Oh, bless the name of the Lord. Oh, let us run on. Oh, glory to God. Help me, Holy Ghost. Oh, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Now, Jesus, my God, now he's seen, glory to God, the woman had touched him. Glory to God. Now, the people in the community, hallelujah, they felt like, glory to God, that the healing was on the garment. Oh, bless his name. But I read in the text, glory to God, that Jesus stopped, hallelujah. And he said, I felt it in my body. Oh, glory to God. It was the anointing that was upon God, hallelujah, that had healed the woman of God. But Jesus, Jesus began to confirm, hallelujah. He began to say, no, woman, your faith has made you whole. Glory to God. When things seem like everything is going bad, when things begin to look like ain't nothing going to happen, I can imagine 12 years of dealing with this and not being able to fellowship with God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And she spent all that she had. Glory to God. But I bless God that Jesus was on the ship. Oh, glory to God. And we find out early in that text, oh, mess his name, that he had healed one Rakorobosha, one that had demons. Glory to God. And because he had did it, they told him he had to leave. See, glory to God. God was set up. God would design time. They thought they was putting Jesus off as he was crossing the Sea of Galilee. They thought they was putting him out and sending him back to the city. But see, mercy was stepping in. And mercy knew in the city, glory to God. Mercy knew that Jairus' daughter needed a healing. And mercy knew that the woman with the issue of blood. Oh, glory to God. I know of emotion day that this woman of God needed a healing. And I'm
oh,
so
glory.
Glad, glory to God, that it does not mean I know of emotion what we look like. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter how we smell. It don't matter what we wear. Oh, glory to God. It don't matter how man feel about us. Oh, I bless the name of the Lord that when mercy steps in, oh, glory to God, mercy says no. Oh, when justice I corrobose and other situations say no, mercy steps in, oh, glory to God. We serve a God of another chance. We serve a God that would allow mercy to intervene and give you what you do not deserve. Oh, Lord, have mercy. No matter how deep, no matter how bad, oh, glory to God, mercy is sufficient, children of God. He is a rich in mercy. Oh, glory to God. I'm reminded of a sermon that my belated bishop preached. Good God, right now. Jesus, Lord, have mercy. No, he called Roboshi. No, don't mean no with God. There is mercy that will step in. Oh, glory to God. And intervene on your behalf. We call Roboshi. Some would say, my God Almighty, that the one didn't deserve it. But because God is a Prince of Life, because God is a Redeemer, because he's a Restorer, good God today, Lord, have mercy. He's a God that healeth thee. Lord Jesus, he can go in to give a miracle to Jared's daughter, and he can cause a miracle to happen right before your eyes. Just because somebody else got before you does not mean your time is not set. Oh, glory to God. We serve the same God that have no...
Come on, come on.
All
yes,
we got to know, glory to God, faith will move for us if we can believe it. Good God, right now, sometimes you got to see it before it happens. Good God Almighty. Now, Jairus, if he will begin to see it when Jesus consented to go with him, he would not have allowed when the woman of God got healed that caused him to become anxious, that caused him to become frustrated, that caused him to want to act like he was in control. Oh, glory to God. I bless his name today. Jesus, Lord have mercy. We learned three things in this story. My God Almighty, Jesus, that God work in his own time, that Jesus is the ruler. It does not matter your status. Oh, glory to God. And then we learn that God is the God that can erase the dead, that God is the God that can heal bodies. Lord have mercy. Jesus, I give the Lord praise, people of God. You serve a God that said we can endure for night, but joy come in the morning. You got to know that kingdom of God, we suffer violently, and violently we take by force. Lord, have mercy. So stop your crying. Stop your complaining. God ain't through. God is going to move, but all you got to do is believe what the word say. What am I saying? Good God, right now, don't you dare get upset because he's blessing someone else, because he has your church blessing. That is just for you. Good God Almighty, Lord have mercy today. We serve God that's a miracle working God. Lord Jesus, faith moves God. Faith don't make miracles. People of God, Lord have mercy. If you can see the invisible, you can get it. The word says in Hebrews 11:1 that faith is the substance of things hoped for. before, in the evidence of things not seen. You got mercy on your side. God going to give you what you did not deserve. Lord, have mercy. God cares about his children. Lord Jesus, God is a faithful God. He delights in giving you the desires of your heart. Nothing is too hard for him. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yes.
We can walk in faith today, but we walk by faith and not by sight. Faithfully, we can step out on the word of God, and God can intervene. Lord, have mercy. It takes faith, children, and it takes patience to inherit the promises of God. Now, when faith is connected to the anointing of God, miracles begin to work. Lord Jesus, and I bless the Lord on today. Oh, glory to God, that mercy is stepped in, and it gave the woman with the issue of blood. It gave her a healing, and then mercy is stepped in and gave Jairus' daughter. Oh, glory to God, it gave her a miracle.
Now, my God,
I submit to you today, mercy is leaning in your direction. Faith is moving for you today. Oh, glory to God. All you got to do is believe it. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Now we can Lord God, I bless you today. Oh, Jesus. God, I thank you. God, I bless you. Nevertheless, hold on, people of God. It doesn't matter what it looks like. God is a God that specializes in things that seems impossible. Victory have already been promised. We serve a God that's more than able. Oh, glory to God. Oh, bless his name. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for the word. Lord, I thank you for what you've spoken to the ear gates of your people. God, I pray that they receive it. I pray, God, that it encourage. I pray, Lord, that it build up. In Jesus' name, amen. And thank God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory. My God, today. Oh, glory to God. My. People of God, draw nigh unto him. Glory to God. God is in control. Faith causes things to come forth. Oh, glory to God. Activate your faith today. Only believe. Hallelujah. Only believe.
Bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, glory to God. Oh, Jesus. Sometimes God would allow you to see a miracle right before your eyes, because what you were believing in for, glory to God, if you didn't see him work one before, God allows us to see, to give us some reassurance. Be not afraid, only believe. Only believe. Only believe. It's your time, and it's your season. Oh, glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Thinking about what Webster say about time, every moment that has ever been or ever will be. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God.
Thank you, God.
I submit to you, God is never late. God is on time.
Glory
to God. And as I think about mercy, glory to God, it takes me back to a situation, glory to God, with my son. Hallelujah. God's mercy said no. The justice system, amen, went to D.C. three different times. Amen, before the attorney general trying to give the death penalty. But mercy said no.
Mercy! You don't almost show you.
We serve a God of another chance.
Yes,
mercy,
God.
Step in. And say no. Glory to God. I give him praise. When I think about growing up as a child, glory to God. When I got to the age, amen, where I thought I was grown, glory to God, did all kinds of things. Mercy intervened.
Yeah, you know.
Glory to God, could have been in my grave. I could have been in prison. But mercy intervened.
Mercy.
People of God, we serve a God of many chances. We serve a God that will give you what you don't deserve.
My God, my God, my God.
Ah, thank you, Jesus. Be encouraged. Be encouraged. God is never late. He's an on time. His mercy is sufficient. He's rich in mercy. Thank you, Father.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
When God speaks of mercy. Mercy, love, glory. I give God praise. I thank him. Thank him for the message. Thank him for the word. Oh, bless his name. God bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. I bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, I bless you today, God. Thank you, God. Thank you for your mercy, God. Oh,
my daughter just asked me. My daughter, if I can interject, my daughter just asked me why Jesus didn't become unclean when she touched him. It's because. Thank you, baby, for asking that question.
All right.
Come on. Oh, glory to God.
Jesus.
When we touch Jesus, unclean. When we touch Jesus, he brings spiritual healing.
Come on now.
Yes, Lord. He brings cleanliness. Hallelujah. He cleans our lives. Oh, glory.
Glory
to God. Thank you for asking that. Hallelujah.
What a wonderful question to ask.
Hallelujah,
Jesus. Thank you, God. Oh, you're almost shy. I'll let you know when you're in the presence of God, the atmosphere has to change. Glory to God. When we set the atmosphere for miracles, when we set the atmosphere, where we are honoring God, when we set the atmosphere, that we want to touch the throne of grace, the throne of mercy, then everything has to change. God, I bless you for this word. One touch. Hallelujah. All we need is one word. Mercy. Oh, God, mercy has intervened. I don't know about you all. But mercy intervenes every day. He said his mercies are renewed every morning. That's mercy intervening on our behalf. Some of us don't even deserve to wake up, but because of God's mercy, in one of the famous passages of scriptures, in Psalm 23, where David says, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord. If you dwell in God's presence, mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. Thank you for this word today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Pastor Gloria. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, Lord. Oh, God. When you begin to think about God, when you begin to think about the mercies, you think about those horrible, some of us wasn't just in a horrible pit. Some of us was in horrible pits. Amen. We just didn't have one pit. We had numerous of pits. Amen. Amen. We was in the pit of addiction, alcohol, drugs, prostitute, lying,
stealing, robbing, killing. Amen. These were all pits. Oh, God, but mercy was standing right there before us. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. I thank God for this mercy today. Oh, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. I bless you today. Yesterday I was talking with the Lord, and I said, Lord, now, hallelujah, I need another stream of income here. Thank you, Jesus. And I said, I just begin to weigh some things out and look at them, and I said, now this is going to take too much of my time here and there, and just, you know, going over a few things, Pastor Gloria. And lo and behold, I began to look at some comments on the Facebook about the posting of the flyer for the show. And lo and behold, there was a young man. And I called that number, and he began to talk to me. He said, oh, yeah, we're going to have you already got a volumes of streams of income going to come this way. Amen. And I began to talk with him. I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, when you are sincere, amen, when you are sincere about the work that God has given you to do. Amen. God is the one that intervenes. Ah, glory to God. God is the one that God will take a stranger. That's why he said, be careful how you entertain strangers. Some have entertained angels unaware. So we don't know who God is going to connect us with. We don't know where the blessing is coming from. Messiah. Amen, amen. But if you continue to speak out of your mouth those things that give life, hallelujah, those things that will cause fulfillment and manifestation. Amen. One thing about God, Pastor Gloria, I've learned, amen, and I had to learn it for myself. God is faithful. There's no thing and nobody on the face of the earth is as faithful as God. No one. Amen. And he'll never renege on his promises. Hallelujah. Just think. If we can become as faithful as God, you know the Messiah. Hallelujah. God is faithful. She said, it's our time. This is your time. It's your time. But you can only embrace your season and your time when you're walking uprightly. Ah, Jesus. When you are setting things in place.
Jesus.
That is of God. It's not your time if you still wallowing in all kind of foolishness. Amen. If you haven't overcome, amen. If you haven't took any time to really seek out God's will, when you haven't taken any time to go back in your mind and reevaluate some things and realize that, hey, I still have some seeds of bitterness that's still in my heart. And you know, we know we still have it when we see that person, amen, that we've had some conflict with, that maybe we've had some unkind words may have been spoken between us. And every time you see that individual, amen, something begin to well up on the inside, that lets you know that there's residue that's still left. She said, it's your time. It's your time. But the only way you can embrace it being your time is you have done what God has commanded of you to do. It ain't your time if you are living like you lived 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. Amen. If you still indulging in the things that you know that's going to bring you grief, the things that you know going to bring you sorrow, the things that you know that's not of God, it ain't your time. Hallelujah, it ain't your time. Amen. Amen. So, Lord, I embrace that word today. You don't know the Messiah. I embrace that word today. Mercy say no. Thank you, one of God. You know the Messiah. And the baby said, hallelujah, when the woman with the issue of blood, how did she touch Jesus? Amen. And Jesus wasn't infected. Ah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Because she had came in contact with the master. She came in contact with the giver of life, Messiah. Amen. And anytime you come in contact with the giver of life, you come in contact with the master. Amen. Amen. Healing. Hallelujah. Will instantly flow to you. Glory to God. Ooh, that was a good question. Glory to God, because God told us to touch not the unclean thing. You know, some people out here, it's an old saying, they say, two clean sheets can't dirty one another. What you mean? Two clean sheets can't dirty. What are you talking about, Pastor Gloria? Hallelujah. I'm saved. Yeah, and you saved, hallelujah, and then I go and have an affair with your husband, and you have an affair with mine, and we say we still clean? The devil is a lie. No, he said touch not the unclean thing. Ain't no two, because you hold, if you live in holy, then none of these thoughts should even enter into your mind. How you going to say, because I'm in, we all go to church together and fellowship together, we can go and do what we want to do? You're not making no difference. Come on now. This is some crazy stuff. What? Are you kidding? Please.
Okay.
Lord, we got some crazy things going on in the world today. Crazy things going on in the world today.
Oh, my.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Hallelujah. I bless the Lord for that word on the day. Amen. We're going to go here to Sister T, and then I'm going to go to Prophetess Darlene. Hallelujah. I always keep Sister T at the end. Sometimes she's the first one called in, so I'm going to get her first today. God bless you, Sister T. Ah, mercy said no. Glory to God.
God bless you as well.
Oh, Jesus.
Thank God that she brought that message today, because I text you, evangelist, was really my body just feeling really weak. Been taking this medicine, but I praise God that she spoke on the lady with the issue of blood. And I know that lady was me. I remember a time when I had to touch the hem of the Lord's garment to be made whole. And I'm claiming healing for myself today, because I know the Lord made me whole back then. And I'm going to heal my body today. And I said, regardless of how I felt today, I had to get on this, because I knew it was the word from the Lord. And I thank and praise God that even in the midst of everything that I face daily, I just trust God for healing and miracles and everything, because I have turned my life over to Him. So even in each state of my body, I yet praise the Lord. I yet love Him, and I'm praying for your mother. I will definitely keep your mother in prayer.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. You know I will definitely keep your mom in my prayers. But I just thank and praise God that I still have breath in my body. I thank and praise God for His loving kindness. I thank and praise God for that word on today that truly, truly touched my heart.
Yes, God.
I thank you for you, Pastor Gloria. Thank you. I love you. I love you guys so much. And it's just like, you needing gas for your car. Today I feel like I need some gas for my body. I need something to strengthen me, and I know that word strengthened me also. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
I thank you for that word. God bless.
Let Pastor Gloria pray for you right now.
Oh, God, right now in the name of Jesus, God, we send the word, Father. We send the word of healing upon your daughter's body. In the name of Jesus, God, we curse the cause of this affliction. We curse it at the very root. And God, we decreeing and declaring healing and made whole in the name of Jesus. We seek strength be renewed in the name of Jesus.
Danielle, I'm constantly praying for her and especially you, Sister Angel. So Lift me up, because I'm going down here and, you know, let the Lord have his way. You know, don't preach like we crazy. So, you know, just keep me in your prayers until I make it back home. Amen.
All right. It's a beautiful prayer. It's the fifth annual Woman of Prayer, Praise, and Power Fellowship, and it's going to be held October the 30th and 31st at the Embassy Suites in Temecula, California. Amen. So those of you all that may be in the area and might like to attend, you certainly can contact Prophet Michael Lewis at area code 209. He don't mind giving his number out, area code 209-808-8690. And he's also on Facebook and Twitter, so you can also go on his Facebook page and see this flyer. Soldiers for Christ Incorporated presents fifth annual Woman of Prayer, Praise, and Power Fellowship. Amen. So we pray God's blessings upon you. Have safe travel, Prophet Mike, and I know you probably know a few people down there in that area. Amen. So we certainly will be announcing it for the next few days until the time of that event. So God bless you. We thank God for you. Amen. Amen. We're going to go to Minister Aaron Singleton. Amen.
Praise
God,
Lord,
bless
God.
You, Aaron.
Can y'all hear me good?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
God bless you.
Can we hear you. Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, I was on Pastor Miracle's line this morning. He was preaching the same thing. Well, I didn't hear too much on that. Huh?
Okay.
He was on that same message, I was hearing a little bit, but on that message about that same thing, you know, about the faith in God and trusting in God and believing in God, and, you know, you got to, you know, you're dealing with certain things that, like this woman probably was teaching and preaching what I was hearing you when you was talking and stuff like that. I said, oh, my God, I'm on the right track, because we on that fast at our church. And I said, the Lord told me to get on that line this morning. Matter of fact, somebody had called me early in the morning. I almost forgot. And then the Lord told me to call into that line this morning. Get yourself strong. You know, get your mind together. Get yourself focused. He was dealing with what I was going through. And I said, oh, my God, this is God working. Then I got on your line. And then you talking about you, I heard you speaking. But I was hearing you was talking about what's going on in the house.
The glory,
that we have to get right with God. That we ain't got no time to playing games. Seeking God, you know, fasting, praying, seeking Him. Because prayer is the same thing. But the Prophet Michael, I was going to tell Prophet Michael, you know, the one that out of town is traveling, that's a blessing. He's going to be down at that women's conference. That's what, and preach the truth. Do like God is leading your mind in the right direction. You know what I'm saying? Tell it like it is, and that's it. And he's lasting for days, and that's it. I'm sorry to hear about your mother in the hospital. But that's good.
Yeah,
I didn't talk with you last night. I've been lifting her in prayer. God been dealing with my spirit on a whole different level. And Pastor Miracle, that thing this morning, oh, my God. Her and the sister ain't no joke on that praying. Hey, oh, my God. Anointed. Hey, oh, my God. Hello? Yeah, I just said anointed. Ain't no plan of praying, God is really using them, her and her sister on the thing. Real powerful and all that. So the thing is, I can speak better. My speakerphone, the earpiece is messing up. But no, awesome. You know what I'm saying? What things you're going through and all that. They were dealing with that, what the Lord is leading your mind. Some things you got to let go, got to cut some people off. You got to do what God wants you to do. God has to call it in your life. You got to roll
it's
with
your
it.
Time. It's your time. It's your time.
When it's your time, you're talking about when it's your season. You have to roll with your season. And they was talking about the same thing, probably the same thing with that prophet was saying on that. And she ain't seen nothing yet, because she's going to be traveling out of town, going places like never before. God got some lot of work for that woman to do. Ain't no problem.
All right.
In these last evil days, God has hid. The Lord had us prophets hid to come out on the scene, because there's so many false prophets on the out here perpetrating like they a woman or man of God ain't doing nothing for the kingdom. But God is hid us so we can go out there and do the work for the Lord. But keep up the good work, and I'll be praying for your mother. Tell your mom, don't worry, be happy. And I'll let my dad know. I love you, though, Agent. I'm going to be getting with you. I had a dream about you. Something good.
All right. Well, you know,
I love
everything that's good. That's what I'm receiving.
That's what it's about. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. God bless
you. Keep up the good work, prophet. Evangelist, prophet. God bless you. Keep up the good work. Keep up doing what you're doing for the Christ. Because God needs you for these last needful days. Ain't that many of us.
All right. Okay.
I love
you.
Thank you.
Love you too. Amen. Yeah. Pastor Gloria, I didn't know if you were saying anything.
Yes, Jesus.
Okay.
They have to have you come down here to Lansing and preach. We need some powerful men and women that are God to come down here and preach at our church.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah, God.
We would be
honored.
We'll
never come down here next year. Lord, we'll say the same. I'll talk to the pastor.
All right, which is his brother.
That's one thing about you, Rachel. You got some heavy hitters on that broadcast. They need to come down here.
That's God. God always connects you with the best. He connects with the best. Amen. God always connects you with the best.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
And you got the best. Ain't no joke. I ain't seen none of them like that. That's real. Like that. That's real woman of God. Ain't no joke.
My God.
But God, come down. I'm going to talk to my brother about it because we've been getting close together. I'm going to try to see if he can get her to come down and do a revival.
I'm so happy.
And all that to me, all the
go back to. All right. Well, we're going to go back to Pastor Gloria. Amen. I got to get down here to the hospital. So I was glad things kind of went as smooth as it went today. Amen. So just continue to pray for one another. Pray for those that you don't see on the line. You don't hear them on the line. Pray for them. Amen. Mother Charity, keep her in prayer. Mother Cannon. Amen. She's been in my spirit. I'm going to have to call her. Minister Aaron Singleton, Mother Cannon, how she's doing? Okay.
She's doing good. Mother Cannon?
Mother Cannon.
Mother Cannon, she's doing good. I seen her today. She bought some soup. We on that pad this week at the church. And she's doing excellent. But I'm going to get with Freddie, like I said. I'm going to try to see what's going on next year for some of y'all. Them heavy hitters to bring them down here and do a revival.
Jesus.
Hello?
Amen. Glory to God. We will be honored.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
You look like you sound like you're powerful. Ain't no joke. The anointing.
Amen. Amen. We want to also say, Pastor, Minister Aaron Singleton, I don't know if you hadn't been on the line for a few days, so Pastor Gloria is hosting a prophetic prayer retreat in December. So we're asking if those that's not able to come, if they can sponsor someone to attend. The cost is $140. If you can't sponsor the whole $140, do half of it. Do something where we want as many as can to come and be a part and of this prophetic prayer retreat. So pass
what
that information along and let Mother Cannon, I'll call Mother Cannon myself.
But what I do, I go around some churches and try to donate, let them donate, you know, get a thing. But I got to get you set up, though. Some of the ones going to still sow seed to your thing. They were telling me today they're going to look out for you. So I was letting you know
that,
too. But I do that for that woman of God. I help out like that. I go around some places around Lansing and try to see if some people can donate.
Well, I know you open up your mouth.
You know what you do? What you do is mail some of that stuff to the house here. And let me do it like that. And then
I'll mail you a couple of the flyers.
We'll do it like that. Set it up like that.
Okay. All right, Aaron.
You know, like next year, got to come down. We let her come and do a work for the Lord.
All right. Well, God bless you. Bless you. Bless you.
All right,
God
love
bless
you too.
All of you all. Amen. Pastor Gloria, we're coming back to you for final remarks and give the announcement for the prayer retreat and however else the Lord leads you. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you. Amen. Hallelujah. People of God, the faithful that's been standing, that's been fasting, that's been living a life of consecration, that's been on the wall.
It's our time. It's our season. Amen. Delay does not mean denial. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And God is going to intervene upon our behalf. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is up to something. This is the season. Amen. For the faithful, this is the season. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we're getting ready to see God in a new way. Amen. We're getting ready to see God reveal some things. We're getting ready to see God come through. Come on, God. Be encouraged. Amen. Hallelujah. Be encouraged. God is still in control. Amen. Yes, your faith touches the heart of God, and your faith moves God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. As we reflect over the message, amen, Jasper was a man in high stature when he had to come into humility, when he bowed down before Jesus, amen. He thought he was bigger. He thought he was better, amen, than the unseen woman. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It does not matter what your status for you, Jesus. Amen. Don't matter your social status in the community. Glory to God.
On,
God stopped in the midst of that.
That
amen. Bless the woman of God. Hallelujah. That appeared to be, glory to God, a lowly woman. Glory to God. But the Lord stopped. He was impressed, amen, by her. Glory to God. He wasn't impressed by the influence, amen, of Jabber, his religious status.
Come on,
he was impressed
on.
By the low end heart.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
mercy
hallelujah.
Will always
hallelujah.
Speak.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory to God. We bless God. Hallelujah. Stay connected. Stay in the will of God. Stay in the way and watch God move. Amen. God bless you, Pastor.
Lord have mercy. That woman is powerful.
Glory to God. Thank you, God. Amen. Give that announcement about the prophetic prayer retreat, Pastor Gloria.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for letting me share.
Hallelujah.
Amen. That prophetic prayer retreat is going to be, amen, December 5th and 6th. Amen. The cost of the retreat is $140. That takes care of your meals and your. Amen. We're excited about what God is doing. He said there's a kingdom shifting taking place, and we answer, amen, what the Lord called us to do. And God is driving this prophetic retreat. This is all God, and we give God praise for it. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to make that announcement.
Amen, amen. We're going to let you close us out with the word of prayer. Tomorrow, we have a young man all the way from Sacramento, California. I oversee a Wally Thomas, a young man. I think he's about 26, 27. Matter of fact, this is Prophet Michael Lewis's nephew. Amen. And he pastors the church there in Sacramento called Higher Dimension Ministries. Amen. He's coming on the line tomorrow and share the word of God with us. So invite somebody to come in all the way from the West Coast. Sister T, I don't know if you know this young man, amen, and his ministry and what have you, but he will be with us. We invited him last year. I don't know if it was Prophet Michael Lewis's mother's funeral or his sister, and we got a chance to meet him personally. So we extended him an invitation, and he told me, he inboxed me and told me he was on work this week. Amen. So he have confirmed that he would be with us on tomorrow. So tune in early. Amen. We're going to start posting. If I could get a fly up today, I'll start posting it on the social media, amen, where you can tune on in. Young men, God said he called the young because they're strong, amen. So we thank God for what God is doing in his life there in Sacramento, California, and his ministry. He has a young, thriving ministry there in Sacramento. So we thank God for him coming on tomorrow. So we're going to ask Pastor Gloria to just close us out with a word of prayer. And remember that. Remember, begin to just feast on mercy. Begin to think about God's mercy. Think about his divine mercy. Think about his love and his compassion. And that love, that compassion, and that mercy that he extends to us, be willing to make a sacrifice and extend that to someone else. tell somebody about the Lord. Don't ever let a day go by where you did not say something about the Lord to somebody. Amen. It don't have to be somebody that you meet every day, but right in your household, just start there and tell somebody, say something good to encourage them and let them know that Jesus lives. Amen. I never go out in the street, and this just me, and I ain't boasting, but I'm boasting in the God that I serve. I never go out in the street and not encounter someone that I can share Jesus with. Amen. If I don't do nothing but give them a card or tell them where I fellowship or ask them what church they belong, I'm going to say something on God's behalf. That's when you know you're not ashamed of the gospel, because Jesus said, if you're ashamed of me, I'm going to be ashamed of you. So when we go out, amen, pray before you walk out your door. Pray when you get in your car. Amen. And ask the Lord. Say, Lord, lead me to somebody today that I can share a word with about you. Ah, Lord of God. Just one word. You don't know, one word from you to somebody can save their life. One word from you can cause them to stop thinking about suicide, could cause them to do a turnaround. Ah, glory to God. One word. But if we don't say nothing, amen, then people continue on in the same vein at the end. Amen, amen. I thank God for this word today. It's your time, because guess what? Mercy has been intervening for you all of your life. Now God said, this is the set time. This is your time. Walk in your season. Don't be afraid to embrace it. This is your time. God bless you all. Pastor Gloria, we love you. Give our love to Elder Smith. We appreciate him. Appreciate Sister Lachey. Amen, amen. We going to work on something. I just see something.
Yes,
I see it, I see it, I see it, I see it. Amen. And when you see it, amen, God ain't just giving you something just to see. Yeah. He giving you something because he wanted to be manifested. Amen. He wanted to come alive. Bless the Lord. Amen. Lord, amen. Jesus. Pastor Glory, we appreciate you. Continue to pray for the sons and daughters of ministry. Continue to pray for Prophetess Darlene. Amen. Prophetess Darlene, I haven't been able to get on Thursdays. I go to Bible class. Amen. But I'm going to, what is your days on your prayer line, Prophetess Darlene? Prophetess Darlene? Okay, I don't know. She might have a phone muted out. I know she's on there Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. I don't know what the other days are through the week. Amen. But Prophetess Darlene, her time is, it was 5 California time, 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock New Orleans time. And so that's 8 o'clock Eastern time. Yeah, I think she's on 2 or 3 days a week. Amen. She has a Facebook page. So those of you all that's on Facebook, go on Prophetess Darlene's Facebook page, and you'll see the call-in number. I don't know it by heart. And amen.
What's her last
name? Her, Davis, Darlene Davis. Yeah, Prophetess Darlene Davis. Amen, amen. All right, Prophetess, Pastor, I call you Prophetess too, because you are, I'm not out of line when I say Prophetess, because you certainly are that. Amen. So we're going to ask you to just close us out with a word of prayer. God bless you, Sister B. Yeah, Pastor B, I miss her, need to see her, at least need to hear her. Amen, yes, amen. Pastor Smith, we're going to let you close us out now. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you too, Pastor. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship.
Thank you, Lord
God.
God,
we thank you that
God.
We have treasures in your word. Father, we pray, Lord, that you cause us to be more attentive, to be more alert, God, to have a boldness to win souls for you, Father, in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
God, we give you
your glory. Oh, God. Thank you for being our eternal life. God, we bless your name. Oh, God, we decree and declare for those that are on there, God. Keep them strong in you, Lord. Strengthen them, Father, in the name of Jesus. Meet every need that they have, Father. Oh, God, begin to breathe on them, Lord. In the name of Jesus. God, I send the word. God, I yet believe
you
for being made whole. God, I thank you for blessing her bread and water and taking sickness from amongst her. In the name of Jesus, God, I give you glory. I give you honor, Father. But this broadcast, but this ministry, God, continue to add to it, Lord. Continue to increase. Oh, God, supply every need, Father. Cause men and women to give, Lord. Show it to the ground. In the name of Jesus, God, we bless you. Lord, we love you, Father. We thank you for Pastor Bernard. We pray her strength in you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, keep your servant. In the name of Jesus, we lift her family. We lift her grandson. We lift her sister up, God. We pray your blessings. We pray your blessings. We pray breakthroughs. We call for change, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I never move today. Continue to touch the key, Lord. I come in my own there. Continue to touch your body, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Continue to strengthen and bless Prophetess Darlene. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you for the man of God. I'm in a moment today. Oh, God, this traveling, Lord. Oh, God, thank you for a rainbow word in this mouth, God. Thank you that you're going to minister under the unction of the Holy Ghost. Oh, God, that healing will take place. That deliverance will be. I'm in a moment today. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, I thank you. I'm in a moment today. We give you praise, we give you glory. Oh, God, thank you for the other man of God. Bless him, Lord. Bless him, God, in everything he endeavored to do. In the name of Jesus, you see your heart, God, under the motion. Oh, God, bless him. In Jesus' name. Remember, Mother, Lord, under the motion. Mother Mary, God, remember today. In the name of Jesus. We send the word, God, under the motion. We send the word, God, under the motion.
Hands, God. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah. We cover her ministry right now, God. All of the assistant pastors, that work with her, God. That we cover them in the name of Jesus. Every woman, every boy and girl, every man, that you have given her the shepherdship over. But we cover them by the blood of Jesus. We cover them, God. Hallelujah. Reward them for their faithfulness, God. And even those that stray sometimes, God, bring them back on in, God. Bring them back in the fullness. In the fullness, Lord God. Hallelujah. Give them a mind to become more faithful, God. Because you're looking for faithful people, God. You said you were a rewarder to those that diligently seek you, God. God, we pray the blessing over the sons and the daughters of promise. The Messiah, even that building, God, we cover it in the name of Jesus. Those that enter in, God, and those that exit out, God, let them enter in. Messiah, with a mind to worship you, God. Let them exit with a mind to serve, God. We thank you tonight, God. We give you glory, God. We lift you up for being a great God. We lift you up for being mighty in the earth, God. We lift you up, God. God. God, we give you glory today, God. We realize we can't do nothing without you, God. We cover this prayer retreat. We cover this prophetic prayer retreat. We cover everyone that is coming. Everyone that's in attendance. Even the speakers, God. God, we are thanking you right now for them, God. God, we're asking you to let them come. Come with a mind to impart something that will be life-changing, something that will be transforming, God. Hallelujah. Any personal agendas that they have, God, we're asking you to set it aside, God. Hallelujah. Let everybody come with one agenda. Let them come with one mind, God. And that mind is to reach the throne of grace. That mind, God, is to be in your presence. That mind is to seek your face. That mind is to seek your will. To get direction for this next season, God. The woman of God said there's a shifting. There's a shifting in the leaders. There's a shifting taking place. Hallelujah. Take us to a new dimension, God. Hallelujah. We done went through some different levels. We want to go higher, God. Everyone goes higher. We want to go higher, God. Higher, God. Where we can commit our way to you every day, God. Where we can know how to lean and trust on you. Where we can know, God, the Messiah, that we're walking in your way and not our way, God. Remember Pastor Beatrice Morton, God. Remember, it's all about Jesus' ministry. Remember Prophetess Cheryl Harrison as she celebrates her 58th birthday today. Remember her husband, Bishop Harrison. Remember her son, Prophet Elisha, and Queen Esther, God. Remember them, God. God, let men and women give into our bosom, God. You said, let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor. God, and this week we're asking you to remember Pastor R.C. Blake's 33 years of ministry, God, as they honor the man of God on Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, God. You said in your word to let the elders that rule well be counted worthy of double honor, God. God, continue to bless him and his family. Continue to bless his ministry, God. Continue to bless Messiah, the membership, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover him, God. Keep him with a vision. For you say, where the vision, where there is no vision, the people perish. We thank you, Lord God. God, we bless you today, God. the Messiah. I remember my siblings, God. I remember my brother Andrew, God. Oh, God, we're asking you to deal with that addiction, God. We're asking you to deal with that addiction, God. Oh, because he got to change. Anytime I'm there, God, you said something has to change. When you show up, God, I don't know more. You permeate, you saturate the atmosphere, God. We're looking for you to do that in their heart, God. God, I'm looking for a transformation. I'm looking for a great change in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my brothers in Stockton, God. Let your angels cover them, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember my son, Jamal, God. God, continue to touch him, God, in the name of Jesus. Keep him, God, with a positive mind, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, and I have a praise report for y'all today, too. Dr. Chaz, the young man, the 12-year-old Dr. Chaz, his mother, hallelujah, gave her life to the Lord on Sunday. Amen. And this Sunday, she's going down. She's going to be baptized. You don't know Messiah. Hallelujah. So pray for her. Her name is Erica Bradford. Hallelujah. Pray that the work that God has begun in her, hallelujah, that he will finish it. Chaz is excited about that. You don't know Messiah. And I'm excited too, God. Oh, when one soul come in, heaven rejoice. God, I see God doing something in my family here, y'all. You don't know Messiah. God is moving. Hallelujah. Remember Brother Clinton, God. God, we asking you to bless him. He haven't been able to come on the line because of restrictions on his job, God. Hallelujah. We want him to continue to honor, amen, amen, every rule that's in place on his job, God. We don't want him to jeopardize his job. Yeah, you don't know the Messiah. Hallelujah. They could go back into the archives and hear these messages. But don't put your job in jeopardy. Hallelujah. Remember my granddaughters, God, in the name of Jesus. Cover every one of them, God. My great-grandchildren, God, remember them, God. Oh, I bless you today, God. You don't know the Messiah. Hallelujah. Wherever Prophet Michael Davis is today, God, you know where he at and you know what he's going through, God. Oh, God, I don't know no more. Restore. I don't know Messiah. Restore what the caterpillar and the cankerworm have stolen, God. Restore it, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We are pronouncing restoration in his life, God. You don't know Messiah. Everything that he's in need of, God. Hallelujah. Your hands going to provide it. Oh, God, we bless you for him today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him an opportunity to give us a call, Lord God, and let us know that he's all right, God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you. Remember Reverend Janice Ivy Smith, God. You know, no more Shia. She was on voice rest, God. She's been in my spirit. God, cover, 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 God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for your leaders all over the nation, God. All those that are holding up the bloodstained banner. All those that are preaching an uncompromising gospel, God, we thank you for them, God. Cover them, cover them, cover them, God. Remember that that event that Prophet Michael is going to, God. Remember every speaker. Remember the host that is hosting this conference. Are you in San Diego, God? We bless you for them, God. Remember Mother Charity, God, in the name of Jesus. Remember that prayer line that she's on. Pastor Miracle, God. Oh, God, all those, God, that have crossed this line. We thank you for them. Remember Minister Billy Burns, God, our Saturday host, God. We thank you for her. In the mighty name of Jesus, remember our husband, God. We bless you today, God. Hey, you don't know no Messiah. We give you glory today, God. You don't know no Messiah. You don't know no Messiah. Oh, you're a great God, and you're greatly to be praised, God. And we magnify you today, Jesus. Glory to God. Remember my sisters, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you, we bless you, God. Continue to strengthen Sister T, God. Remember her faithfulness, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, we bless you, we bless you. Hey, no, Messiah, no, Messiah. Thank you, Jesus. Woo! Glory to God. We're going to close on out with because of who you are, honey. Mosaya. Invite someone to come on tomorrow. Yes, God, I worship you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
You are like you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, God. Bless you. We thank you. We give you glory. Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.